When shall these things be? December 12th. The disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world? Christ warned his disciples of the destruction of Jerusalem as well as of the temple. This event was foretold by Daniel. The oblations and sacrifices were no more of value, for type had reached anti-type in the one great oblation. When Christ referred to the destruction of Jerusalem, his prophetic words reached beyond that event to the final conflagration that will take place in that day when the Lord rises out of his place to punish the world for their iniquity, when the earth shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. This entire chapter is a warning to those who shall live in the last scenes of this earth's history. Turning to his disciples, Christ said, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Many false messiahs will appear, claiming to work miracles, and declaring that the time of the deliverance of the Jewish nation has come. These will mislead many. These words were fulfilled. Between the death of Christ and the siege of Jerusalem, many false messiahs appeared. But this warning is given also to those who live in this age of the world. The same deceptions practiced prior to the destruction of Jerusalem will be practiced again. The same events that took place at the overthrow of Jerusalem will take place again. Prior to the destruction of Jerusalem, human beings wrestled for the supremacy. Emperors were murdered. Those supposed to be standing next to the throne were slain. Through the apostles, God gave the Jewish people a last opportunity to repent. He manifested himself through his witnesses, in their arrest, in their trial, and in their imprisonment. Yet their judges pronounced on them the death sentence. So it will be again. Seventh-day Adventists will fight the battle over the seventh-day Sabbath. Christ told his disciples that they would be delivered up to councils. But he told them also that they were not to be anxious as to how they might vindicate the truth, for he would give them a mouth and wisdom that all their adversaries could not gainsay nor resist. Magicians and sorcerers, claiming miraculous power, drew the people after them into the mountain solitudes. But this prophecy was spoken also for the last days. This sign is given as a sign of the second advent. Companies inspired by Satan will be formed to deceive and to delude.